We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
You probably already know that this is the end of the show.
Hey now, that was like another thing, only not as good.
Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show, summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds, and on the internet every weekday morning. I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. We do nerd talk and the news and all that stuff, plus the full 90 Extra Time podcast. Bottle of the Barrel. There's a new episode of Full 90 up right now. Give it a download and get yourself prepared for a big Sounders match on Saturday. Also, 3 days to go until Saturday when summer camp happens. Excellent. We can't wait to have everybody come and hang out with us. I went to Merrimore Park over the weekend and saw Fits in the Tantrums and Young the Giant and Coin play. That lead singer from Coin, who's dressed exactly like my brothers were in the late 80s. It's so weird. I have like photos, so I have two way older brothers than me. I don't know if they'd like me describing it that way, but I'm certainly the oops of my family. So I've got a brother who's 10 years older than me and a brother who's 13 years older than me. So you look back at the pictures when I was a kid and they're wearing these like kind of like baggy rugby looking, like old school rugby looking shirts with like big stripes on them and stuff. And suddenly I see Coin performing and I'm like, that guy is dressed like 1987 brother Mike. That's how these things go. One day, if you're not yet, you'll be old too, and you'll be like, I remember when that happened to me.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah. How you doing today? Hopefully great. You can't answer me. You can tweet me. That'd be nice. At Hey Gregor, if you want to respond there. How you doing today? Oh, look, I'm doing great. Thanks for asking, Gregor. Great job. What do we think of this new song from Tool? Is it the title track? Is it what it's called? I always forget. Listen to Fear Inoculum. It's 10 minutes and 22 seconds long, but the first like minute, of course, of a Tool song is just like noises and weird sounds and stuff. Then we get, for me, what seems like a really well-polished Tool song, but it doesn't have me like going nuts yet. I don't know. I gotta like think about it for a while, listen to it some more. I've been streaming the crap out of it since they announced that they put all their stuff up on the streaming services I talked about, I think, yesterday. I really have been listening to a lot of Tool, which is awesome. And then I listened to the new Thom Yorke record. I can't remember what it's called. Anima? No, wait. That'd be crazy. Anima? Anima's a Tool album for sure. I listened to the new Thom Yorke album. That's surprisingly good, too. Pitchfork says it was best new music a few weeks ago when it came out. And with Pitchfork, I'm always like, they're sometimes too cool for school and just like stuff from cool people like Thom Yorke because he releases it. So I'm skeptical. And then I listened to it and I was like, whoa, that's pretty dope. I don't know. I'm excited to see if the guys from... How is it that Adam Jones, the guy from Tool, the guitar player, he's gone totally gray. These guys are old now, right? And he looks better than ever. He looks so cool with long gray hair, like some sort, like he's turning into a wizard or a warlock. Oh, maybe he's the one that's responsible for all this smoke over Seattle.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Not sure if smoke or fog.
Maybe a bit of both.
Meteorology people say it's Russian smoke that's making for some pretty sunsets as Siberia is on fire and Mother Nature is vaping it right towards us. Turns out that there's so much fuel that particulate is being kicked way up to like 30,000 feet where airplanes fly and then being blown this way to Canada and North America. Weird. Now, some sad news as three more southern resident orcas have died. Oh, those are the ones that live around here. Bringing the total number down to just 73, says the Center for Whale Research. King 5 reports, quote, the orca population has dwindled in recent years based on several factors like reduced food supply, contaminants in the water, and noise pollution, which affects their ability to echolocate food. Oh, so all stuff that humans are doing. Cool.
Cool.
And a Washington woman trying to win a fishing derby photo contest put a baby octopus on her face. The octopus, not impressed, promptly beaked her in the chin. Turns out that our favorite sea aliens can land you in the hospital and that clearly we should not put them on our heads.
You just got news.
right. This is a tough subject, specifically for my poor wife, who's going to be like, this again? It's a common theme. Weird. Being married to someone, you get to hear their dumb stories all the time. There's going to be a new Star Wars movie, and I'm starting to see a lot of posts online. Is this what's going to happen? Did this just leak? Is this a ship from so-and-so? It's causing me to get really mad about Star Wars.
Good.
You be quiet, Emperor. I really want Star Wars Episode 9 to be awesome, but sadly, I think it's just going to be fan service to, like, I remember that, speaking of the member berries.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, I remember Endor. Oh my God, is an Ewok going to save everything? That would make so many people mad. My buddy Sean Gervin was telling me that the whole idea here is that J.J. Abrams, who's directing it, is going to take all three franchises and tie the whole story up nice with a bow and send us on our way. I love it. I think when it comes to how he films things, it's beautiful. He gets great performances out of actors and actresses. That's awesome. And then he just like rips off old storylines. So that's what I'm saying. Ewoks? How can we combine Episode 3 and 6, so that's, Episode 3 is Revenge of the Sith and then Return of the Jedi, 6. What are some of the themes in it? Both of them, we see a Death Star in both of them. They both have like a transformation story. One is Anakin to Darth Vader, and then the other one is Darth Vader back to Anakin. Is Force Ghost Anakin going to become Sith Force goes Darth Vader again? That's the answer. That's how you tie it all together. You're welcome. The nice part is that once it does come out, you'll be able to sit around and binge watch all 9 of the films plus the bonus films. What is that, 11 total? You'll be able to watch all of that streaming from a device.
Just in time for Turkey Day, Disney will be rolling out their new streaming service this November as part of a super affordable bundle. Disney Plus, ESPN Plus, and Hulu together will set you back just $12.99 a month. Funny how cord cutters are now excited for things to start bundling again so you can save. Irony! Meanwhile in Japan, the Japanese want flying cars in the skies by 2030. They tested out a drone-looking passenger vehicle inside this giant safety cage with big success and will next build a test course for hover vehicles. We're over here just trying to go electric and Japan is living in some distant future. They're kind of like what the band Fugazi was to music in the early 90s. And finally, too much carbon dioxide in the air? Well, one company wants you to literally eat it. They're called Solar Foods, and they're busy capturing CO2 from the air, adding nutrients, and then water, set it and forget it, then serve up something that feels, cooks, and tastes like wheat. And they're doing it all with renewable energy. NASA's pumped. I imagine because now they can make space pizza from astronauts' exhalations. Also, tangent, where do space station people go when they gotta let one rip? That's a closed system. Does, like, the ISS just always smell like farts?
So very tired today. It's coffee time. I gotta go. Have yourself a great rest of your universe or whatever.
End of the show. End of the 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 show. End of the show. Terrible singing. Got that right.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.